Beautiful.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. We learned from these three very rare and exalted souls who are each so unique. This idea of Achintya Beta Beta Tattva. Inconceivable simultaneous one and difference. That is the nature of the Jivatma, the eternal souls. We are one with Krishna in quality, and we are different in quantity, like a drop in the ocean. And each drop is a Chintya Beta Beta Tattva. Each drop is inconceivably simultaneously one and different from each other. And we see among these three incredible devotees, Premdasji, Yarubarfu, and Urmala Mataji, they are so one in what they say, but so completely different from each other. One is a very famous author, scholar, professor. One is a photographer, movie maker. And one is a great teacher of children in school and a mother and a preacher. And this is the unity of bhakti, when we share that same essence. Or however variegated and how many are different and however ways we think and whatever our past and our varna or our ashram, the oneness is in that absorption in Krishna. And we heard from all of them that the perfection of detachment is complete attachment. That is the difference between the Dvaita school and the Advaita school. One is the perfection of detachment is total detachment. And in Vaishnava school, the perfection of detachment is total attachment. To transform, to transfer our attachments to this world, to the attachments, to those things that are related to Krishna. Our Prayojana Acharya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. There is nobody who could be more detached than him from material existence. If any renunciate tries to imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, that person will soon die. It's just inconceivable, his detachment. He was the son and the sole heir to a fortune that was worth, by today's standards, billions of dollars. Beautiful homes, incredible property, control and fame. He was the only heir in the entire family. And his father and uncle, they would do everything and anything just to keep him home. They got him married when he was just young. They pretty much pushed him, forced him to get married to one of the most beautiful women that ever lived. And she was really cooperative. She was as beautiful internally as far as her personality as she was externally. And little Raghunath, he happened to go to a cave to visit Haridas Thakur, who was just the sage chanting the names of God. And Raghunath Das Goswami thought, this is what I want. He's living in palaces and this person's living in a cave. Raghunath Das Goswami, later on he met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after the Lord took sannyas. And he just wanted to do seva for Lord Chaitanya. So he'd run away from home, and his parents would capture him. And he'd run away. Every day he was running away, and they were bringing him back. They had 12 guards on 24-hour shifts to keep him home. Now, in this world today, people are running away from Krishna like anything to get money, to get fame, to get prestige, to get enjoyment with the opposite sex. And Raghunath was running even faster away from these things to get Krishna. Now, after so many attempts, most of us, if we would even attempt, we would think it's Krishna's arrangement. I should just serve him at home. I will just serve him at home, and you know, I'll offer him luxurious everything while I'm accepting his prasad. It's Krishna's arrangement. I tried. No, he would never give up. He went to Panihati and made that beautiful feast for Lord Nityananda and all the devotees, and he begged, please let me become detached from everything. Free me from the clutches of this material existence. And ultimately, by the grace of the Lord, he had no power himself. And this is very instructive. We have no power to detach ourselves from the attractions of this world. But by the blessings of the Vaishnavas, by the blessings of Guru, and by the grace of Krishna that comes through, that is our qualification. He escaped. And he made it to Jagannath Puri. To escape, 12 days he was running. He couldn't go on a main path because there were guards searching everywhere. He had to go through jungles. For 12 days, he only got a little bit of milk 3 times. And when he finally made it to Puri, he was so happy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he made him the servant of his servant, Swarup Damodar's assistant. And we know it's a very long story, but it's so fascinating. In essence, his renunciation was getting deeper and deeper and deeper as time was passing. The tendency for many of us is when we first get a taste of Krishna consciousness, we're really renounced. But then as time goes on, well, you know, let me sprinkle a little of this on top. A little more of this. And I'm getting old, so I need some more of this. For Raghunath Das Goswami was becoming more and more detached as he was tasting Krishna more and more. And first, he was out in front of Jagannath's temple begging. Can you imagine a multi-billionaire runs away from his wife, his family, all his fortunes to beg? But that wasn't good enough. He considered begging to be sense gratification. Because when I'm begging, then I'm looking at everyone thinking, what is he going to give me? He gave me something yesterday, why is he not giving anything today? He was looking at everybody according to what they would give him. He considered this a pollution of consciousness. And he started going to the free booths where they would just give, you know, old cheap rice to whoever came, everyone got the same. But then he was thinking that even that was too good for him. And after the people in the booths giving away that cheap rice, it was not exactly cheap, it was Jagannath's prasad, but it was just this very ordinary rice, just giving it. That rice that became spoiled and nobody wanted it. They would throw that rice, those free booth people, on a pile where at night the cows would come and eat it. and the rice that was so spoiled that the cows couldn't bear its taste and they spit it out. That was all that was left in the middle of the night. And Raghunath didn't tell anyone. It's not that he, you know, told people, I'm going to have my prasad, just come and see what I eat. Nobody knew. He would secretly go and pick up the rice that was so spoiled that the cow spit it out, and he would break open that rice and get the hard little inner kernel and wash it and put a little salt on it. That's all he ate. Can you imagine? From being a multi-billionaire with caring, loving parents and servants, and that's what you choose? You know, the most poverty-stricken beggars would not tolerate a life like this. But he treasured it, and nobody knew. But Lord Chaitanya, he knows. He's in the heart of everyone. He went to Raghunath's house one day, right when Raghunath was about to eat his cow prasad. And Lord Chaitanya said, I heard you're eating very nice. I would like some. And Raghunath, how can I give this to my beloved, worshipable Lord? Not possible. He said, no, I don't have anything. But you cannot hide anything from Krishna. He knows just what you think, what you speak, what you desire, what you do. So Lord Chaitanya had long arms that extended below his knees. He reached that long arm around Raghunath and picked up the little pot of rice. Not rice, the kernels. And Lord Chaitanya ate it. And Raghunath Das goes, oh, it's not for you. And Swarup Damodar Goswami took it away. He said, my Lord, this is not fit for you. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He was crying. He said, I have tasted so many cakes and so many sabjis and so much of all varieties of prasad, but never have I tasted anything so sweet as what Raghunath Das is eating every day. Mahaprabhu Bhakti Vairagya Pradhan. That renunciation is the basic principle of the lives of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And seeing such renunciation, Lord Chaitanya is very pleased. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. He gave a gift to Raghunath Das Goswami. Some years before, a sannyasi came from Vrindavan and gave Lord Chaitanya a small Govardhan Shila, about this big. And Lord Chaitanya wore that Shila on his body, and he would hold that Shila. And in his ecstasies of love for Krishna, he'd put Giriraj on his eyes and on his forehead and in his heart. And it said that Shila was constantly being bathed by the tears of the love of Lord Gauranga. He gave that to Raghunath Das Goswami. And a gunja mala. Simple little buds. And then Lord Chaitanya, he taught him how to worship with tulsi manjari and tulsi leaves. Little water. And for Raghunath Das Goswami, that Govardhan Shila was his life, his soul. He became absolutely, totally attached to Govardhan Shila. Worshipped every single day for the rest of his life. The perfection of detachment is attachment. Now from a material perspective, a multi-millionaire giving up mansions and palaces and land and security when you're old and all that stuff everybody's so concerned about. He gave all that up to be totally attached to from a material perspective, it's a little, he's a little stone with eyes that you put on. That little stone, that little Giriraj, Raghunath Das Goswami became absolutely, totally attached to, because he understood, he realized, he felt Krishna. That is the perfection of detachment, is complete attachment to Krishna. And if our renunciation makes us proud or makes us hard-hearted, then it's actually an impediment to our attachment to Krishna. Our renunciation is supposed to make us thoroughly soft-hearted. And one day, Raghunath Das Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya, I renounced everything and I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. What are the duties of a person who's detached? And Lord Chaitanya gave a very simple process, which is really for everybody. Gramya katana shunibe, gramya bharatana kohibe. Don't speak gossip. And don't listen to gossip. People in this world are really addicted to gossip. And I can tell you confidentially, don't tell anyone I said this. But sometimes people in the renounced order of life gossip with more enthusiasm than ordinary people because they don't have anything else to do. Gossip is very, very polluting. Gramya katha. Prajalpa. Rupa Goswami says it's one of the things that steals away our bhakti. And he said, dress the deities very beautifully, but dress very simple yourself. And eat simple. Be happy seeing Krishna eating beautiful things. Prabhupada said, when we actually take happiness in seeing Krishna in beautiful jewels like this, we lose all the desires to decorate ourselves. Now we see how Gopinath ji and Radharani are dressed. You know, we don't see anyone in a temple dressed like that. Because we're happy seeing Krishna dressed like that. And Krishna's always dressed like that, so we can always be happy. And then the next instruction for detachment was, offer all respect to others and do not expect or demand any respect for yourself. This is real detachment. Not just giving up things. And always chant the holy names of the Lord and in your mind constantly meditate on serving Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. And then after giving that instruction, Lord Chaitanya gave one of his favorite instructions. If you want to do all these things, it's simple. Trinadapi surichena taror ivasihishnuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Become more humble than a blade of grass. People step on grass, push it down, and the grass comes back up. More tolerant than a tree. The tree is the emblem of giving without expecting anything in return. Offer all respect to others and expect nothing in return. And then Lord Chaitanya said, this is what detachment is about. And if you want any more instructions, you can ask Swarup Damodar Goswami because he knows better than me. So Raghunath Das Goswami, with this spirit, he lived his life worshipping that little Govardhan Shila as the ultimate attachment of his life. We read about this dog that Shivananda Sen somehow or other found when he was taking the devotees from Navadvip to Puri. This ordinary street dog was following Shivananda Sen. And Shivananda Sen would feed it and offer all respects to the dog. And ultimately the dog was lost, you know the story. And when Shivananda Sen arrived in Puri sometime later, he went to visit Lord Chaitanya. And the dog that was lost hundreds of miles before, the dog was sitting all alone. It was just two people, Lord Chaitanya and a dog, at Lord Chaitanya's courtyard. And Shivananda Sen was watching. And Lord Chaitanya took a piece of coconut pulp and ate it. And then he said to the dog, "Chant Krishna Krishna." The dog went, "Krishna, Krishna." I can only hide my propensities for so long. This dog gives me great hope, actually. Even a dog can get mercy. And the dog would, kush, kush, kush. And Lord Chaitanya would throw the coconut. He'd go, "Hop!" and eat it. Shivananda Sen was watching. Then Lord Chaitanya smiled at the dog. "Chant Krishna, Krishna, kush, kush, kush." And And Shivananda Sen offered his dandavats to the lotus paws of this dog who was getting so much mercy. And the next day, the dog was nowhere to be seen because the dog went directly back to Goloka Vrindavan. The spiritual world. Really, express bhakti. He didn't even have to take a human birth. He just went back to Vaikuntha. The next day, one day, all he did is just chant Krishna. He wasn't chanting 16 rounds. He just ate just a little coconut and chanted Krishna's name. But what is the lesson of this story? Because the dog was attached to Shivananda Sen, attached to a devotee, therefore the Lord, and because the devotee was attached to giving mercy to the dog, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recognized and considered that so dear. Even if a dog is attached to a devotee, Krishna will give special mercy. And anyone a devotee is attached to giving Krishna to, Krishna gives special mercy to that person. Perfection of detachment. Raghunath Das Goswami gave up billions, mansions, and every type of pleasure to worship Govardhan Giriraj. And this dog, just by his total attachment to a devotee, he became totally attached to Lord Chaitanya. And they attained the ultimate perfection. This is bhakti, somehow or other to be absorbed in attachment in Krishna. Egoistic material attachment is an opposite thing than attachment to Krishna. The only reason a devotee gives up sinful activities, it's not for the purpose of being pious, because they're total distractions from the ability to become attached to Krishna. We have everything. We have each other. We have Krishna. We have his holy names. Much louder, please. Times louder, please. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. So this is bhakti. Somehow or other, absorbing ourselves in pleasing Krishna. That attachment ultimately can only come by Krishna's grace. Essentially, it's because it is our eternal essential nature to be totally addicted to Krishna. When we forget Krishna, we try to find a replacement by addicting ourselves to the pleasures and the egos of this world. Purifying our mind really means just awakening that original essence. Thank you very much. Let us all express our desire that Prem Das Ji, professor, the professor of all professors in our heart, that he will come and spend profuse quantities of time with us at Radha Gopinath Temple. For all of you who would like to offer this invitation to him, please raise your arms very high and chant Hari Bol. They have a subtle hint.
I just said, how could I turn down such an invitation? So thank you all so very, very much. With Thakurji's blessing, I shall return and spend more time with you all.
And of course, Urmila Devi and Vyaduvar Prabhu, our patron god and goddess, please come again and again. We will do kirtan.